Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
So this week fucking blows already.
Yeah. Apparently, most weeks of my life.
But this week really fucking blows because now apparently we have zero body autonomy as well.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that great, guys?
Like, that is where they've been talking about doing that for a while, because I felt like that came out of nowhere. Okay.
The writing has been on the wall for fucking years because Trump fucking said that whoever he nominated was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. So this has been, and then they tried to push fucking Amy Comey douchebag real fucking quick. Now, mind you, this bitch is in a literal cult. A literal cult. Huh. So, like, mind you, the cult she's in is based off Gilead from The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, well.
So she's enjoying this. So, yeah. Fuck all of them. Like, really, fuck all of them. I hope that they shit themselves to death.
I hope that they get lots of people pregnant.
I hope. You know what? I hope they sue, like, all these women sue them for child support. Like, sue them for child support. Also, yes. Again, guys, this is my idea of what we should do, just the base idea, because, like, I have more ideas, but I feel like this is, like, the absolute basic. Like, if you really want, like, no abortions, this is what I think we should get in return. If you want no abortions, we should have universal basic income of at least $1,500 a month, child support from the moment of conception. So the second, like, it's confirmed that you're pregnant, pay up, buddy. We're going to get their pocketbooks, life insurance policies on fetuses. So if you have a miscarriage, that's $1,000,000.
Ah,
right. Medicaid for all to cover the fact that I'm going to have to push a watermelon out of my kooka. Castration and death for rapists and child molesters.
It's a good one.
Why haven't we done this? And finally, the one that is close to my heart. Men who are married, their wives are also responsible for the children that they make with their mistresses and girlfriends. So the wife is financially responsible as well.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I am a Christian, but I don't see, like, what somebody else does is none of my business. It's none of my business. And who's to say if I got in some sort of a situation that I wouldn't do it? I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I mean, like, they're all, like, pro-life, like, oh my god, never have an abortion, but you don't see them adopting foster children. 23,000 foster children a year age out,
and they hate Medicaid.
They hate Medicaid. They hate Medicaid. They want nobody to have Medicaid, no food stamps, no Head Start. So
it's kind of like George Carlin, where he said that the Republicans care all about the baby until they're born, and they don't care about them again until they're 18. They can draft them.
Basically, they're pro-life until it is a poor baby, a transgender baby, a black baby, a gay baby, a Mexican baby, a disabled baby, a sick baby. Asian babies too. They hate Asian babies.
Mm-hmm.
So mind you guys, there remember there is an adoption waiting list of 36,000 people, but they don't want foster children. They don't want older children. They want white babies. Mm-hmm. So that is why this is happening. So just I don't know. Also, Amy Coney Barrett, you could suck it on the, well, there's waiting lists for adoption. So everybody could just, I don't know, give their baby up for adoption. Like, bitch, it has to come out of my kooka. No.
And first of all, that's traumatizing to a person. Like, and you can't say, oh, let's traumatize an abortion. Yeah, but when you actually have the baby alive there in front of you and it's actual living, breathing person. Well, it could be traumatizing to be, oh, we'll just have it, go through 9 months of getting attached to this thing and then pushed out and then be like, oh, okay, here you go.
And not only that, but like people act like everybody has completely like complication-free normal childbirths.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could die in childbirth, like, which is kind of probably what they want because they don't support Medicaid. So then like, you have like very little, if you have no money, you can't pay a doctor for prenatal care. So if you make too much for Medicaid and not enough to pay for your doctor, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yep.
Like, so you're just going to have everybody die. And they're like, but Jesus says it's okay. So, which it says nowhere in the Bible. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So, I saw some video where like, all these different women were sitting around that were representing different religions, and they all were saying that Christians are the only ones that say abortion's wrong.
Well, yeah.
Like,
because,
like, well, I think it's that, like, Jewish people don't think it's wrong. Like, Muslims don't think it's wrong.
Well, like, here's the thing, because in other religions, I know for sure Judaism, it is not a life until the head is out of the vagina. Like, it is not a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, that's just not a thing. So, like, that's why they're saying now, like, if this passes, this is going to be a whole other thing, because the first Jewish person who goes to have an abortion, or not even that, atheist, Satanic Temple, which is the denomination that I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Mainly because I'm like, the third tenet is like body autonomy and medical choice. So I'm like,
but please don't tell me you're going to go worship at a Satanic temple.
Well, they don't actually worship Satan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm using this to my advantage, because if somebody treads on me, it is religious.
You have been treaded on, ma'am.
First off, I have already been treaded on just with this news. But when I get really treaded on, I'm going to the Supreme Court. And I'll be like, what the fuck? Amy Comey Barry, you dumb bitch. Anyway.
But yes.
The Satanic Temple, you do not actually have to be a Satanist. That is a whole other religion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Satanic Temple is for people who, you know, of any denomination. There's actually Christian people joining it, so they could say, like, it's not me. I'm not them.
Interesting. Yeah.
So again, guys, religious freedom, and that's gonna make them look fucking stupid, because here they are spouting like religious freedom and all this, and what are they gonna do when like a Muslim woman or like a trans Jewish man show up and they're like, hey, where's my abortion? Because you got to remember, people, it's not just women who have abortions. The theys and the trans men do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the non-binary people. So at that point, I'm just like, you know, fuck you. That's what I'm saying. Fuck you. Like, what's, and you know what, here's the thing, I'm gonna give you a little spoiler alert. Next, they're coming for gay marriage.
Hmm.
So that's next. After that, they're going to try to make homosexual behavior of any type unconstitutional. Interracial marriage is coming too. So just get ready. And then the final blow will be birth control.
Oh boy.
So just to all the people in like 2016 and then 2020 who were like, oh, Nikki, that will never happen. Told you so. Uh-uh. I told you this would happen. If you voted for a Cheeto. Like literally everybody told people this was going to happen, but here we are. So before we step off our soapbox, please donate to your local abortion fund. Planned Parenthood just got $275 million from the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. So you don't need to give Planned Parenthood money. Huh. They got money, but please find your local abortion fund and help them out, because you know what? They're on the ground actually like out here paying for abortions, helping people get there, cutting the red tape. Help support your local abortion fund, please. Or you could, the national network is abortionfunds.org and you can donate there. And that is the national abortion fund. So any state you can help there. Or you could help your local. Also, please fucking vote in your local elections this year. Please just fucking vote. I am already registered to vote. Please vote. Please, if you have a woman in your life that you love, a mom, a grandma, a daughter, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, non-binary, vote, please. 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 And thank you. Also, the little shit that you get where it says judges, actually look the judges up, okay? Like, actually look them up. That's my other PSA. Like, actually look up the judges in the thing. Because some of them are, like, disgusting. So, there you go. That is our PSA for the week. Fucking vote. Also, shit's going to hit the fan. So, it's going to hit the fan. So, Just, you know, here we fucking go. The ride has begun. Yes. Anyway, in happier news, it is Bullet Club Day. Yay!
Is it?
Yes, it is Bullet Club Day. On this day in the year 2013, a little group was formed, a little group that we love. And it's been 9 years and Jay White is now the leader. Unlike everybody who said Cody Rhodes was once a leader, he was not. But Jay White is the leader and the Good Brothers are back. And Tama's not in the group any longer. So,
Really?
Where have you been? Yes, Tama is no longer. They kicked him out.
Like really kicked him out? Or
like really kicked him out. It's Carl Anderson versus Tama Tonga is at Dominion, honey.
But is that like just they're still cool with him though?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
It's getting real catty. Anyway. But yes, it is Bullet Club Day. Yay, Bullet Club Day. Juice Robinson is now in the Bullet Club as well. Yay.
Really? Huh. Girl, I don't know.
She's had a rough day, guys. Really yes, Juice Robinson in the Bullet Club. Tama Tonga, not in the Bullet Club.
Hmm.
I feel like there's one other person they should kick out of the Bullet Club, but you know what? I'm not in charge yet. but yeah, it is Bullet Club Day. And if you know, we are Bullet Club for life.
Yes.
We are. Yes, we are. So, you can celebrate Bullet Club Day by going to ProWrestlingTees.com. And any Bullet Club person, anybody who has a Bullet Club store, you can get 25% off the merch. They got a Bullet Club Day sale. I would recommend the Gallows Club shirt. I have it as a tank top and a t-shirt. It is very nice. Huh. There is a new Good Brothers shirt you could also purchase. Also, you could purchase anything from Jay White, because Jay White is... Now, if I were to recommend anything, I would just stay in the Good Brothers and Jay White store. But you could also buy Tama's Got Things on sale. Cody Rhodes, if you're a Cody Rhodes fan, like our friend Whitney, you could buy... She already shopped. She told me last night she already shopped when the sale started. So she's already bought it. But you know what? If you're a Cody Rhodes fan, you can buy Cody Rhodes Bullet Club stuff. You could buy literally anybody who's ever been in the
Bullet Possibilities Club. Possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless. Now, for us, we recommend you don't purchase anything from the Young Bucks at all.
Ugh. So,
there you go. But yes, happy Bullet Club Day. It is a joyous day for the club that has changed our lives. It really has.
That's true.
Without the Bullet Club, a lot. Yeah. Anyway, guys, and in celebration of Bullet Club Day, this weekend, Under Siege, Saturday, Impact, we got the match that I wanted. Honor No More versus Bullet Club is this Saturday.
Are you stoked about it?
I am pumped. I am fucking excited. And ladies and gentlemen, ELP will be stepping in the Bullet Club. Saturday. Huh. So please watch. It's the team of Jay White, Gallows, Anderson, Chris Bay, and ELP versus Bennett, Taven, Vincent, Kenny King, and PCO. Be there or be square. That is on Impact Plus as well, so you don't have to buy it on Fight. It is available on Fight, but Impact Plus is $7.99 a month, and you can watch old Impact, new Impact, anything. So sign up. Also, the Briscoes are going to be there, even though there was a medical emergency over the weekend. But all is well. Now.
Yeah.
All is well now so far. Mark's wife is having no baby yet. No baby yet. Little baby Mark is still in there hanging
out. Thank goodness.
Thankfully. Which means hopefully this Saturday they will be at Under Siege. And last week, as we talked about on the show, was the debut of the Briscoes on Impact Weekly Television. And they already got a title shot.
Imagine that.
You know, it's good time. So it's going to be Violent by Design versus the Briscoes. And ladies and gentlemen, I think the Briscoes are going to fucking win the shit.
Might.
And also, if you're a New Japan fan, Ishii versus Josh Alexander is this weekend on that same show. So, I, for one, am very excited about the show. And the next night, which is Mother's Day night, is Backlash, WrestleMania Backlash, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Wow.
I know. I'm literally going to watch for maybe two matches. Because they have already fucked up the whole unification of all titles bullshit thing. Because they've decided they were going to have, instead of it being RK-Bro and the Usos to unify these belts, it is now a 6-man tag match with RK-Bro and Drew McIntyre versus Roman and the Usos for what looks like no belts. So,
That's
disappointing.
Fun.
Disappointing. Like, really, now we're just watching for Cody versus Seth too, because now it got interesting because he just fucked Seth in real life, kind of, in maybe non-direct way. He threw the suit jacket into the crowd. It's a rented suit.
Uh-oh.
That costs like $10,000.
Wow. So Seth rents his clothes. That's funny.
Seth rents his clothes. Which I did not know that, but apparently he rents his clothes and that was a $10,000. Like, they're charging him for the whole suit because now it's just pants and a shirt. Way to go, Cody. man, that's something. But yeah, now Seth's gonna be really pissed, so like we might get him being very, very pissed off, and that's gonna be fun.
That's true. Seth is somewhat enjoyable now. I went through a long period where he annoyed the shit out of me, but
he's finally come around to being enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Finally has. And also, guys, we should have talked about this during Bullet Club Week conversation, but AJ and Finn are now reunited as a front for good and everything sane in the world.
At least that's lining up correctly.
It's lining up correctly. Let me tell you, the second they did the two sweet, I was like, finally. But too bad Gallows and Anderson aren't here, because that would have made it even better. Damn it. Also, we are going to later on talk about Talk and Shop, where Gallows has a tummy problem and Carl is filming the entire thing.
Oh, so gross.
Oh, no, not him pooping, but the lead up.
Oh, gosh.
And it's actually funny. And then Jay White had his debut on there. They were eating appetizers together.
Huh.
So, you know, and they had a song and Jay was like very unenthusiastically just snapping his fingers. Good for him. Anyway. I really don't even know what's happening on this pay-per-view other than Seth and Cody.
I didn't even realize it was this weekend, so. Well, I didn't watch SmackDown. I did watch Raw, though. You thought I would remember that. I did as well.
You know what's funny? I was sitting there, and I was like, did I watch SmackDown? And then I remembered I did, but then I remembered it wasn't very eventful. Like, I had to watch it afterwards because the NFL draft was on.
Mm-hmm.
And Baron Corbin was announcing the pick for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's nice. So,
yes, he was there. And also, The Miz got to announce one as well for the Cleveland Browns. And the Miz, everybody was talking about the Miz because he went a little unhinged in his announcement.
Well, that's shocking.
He said, with a draft pick for the next team to win the Super Bowl, the Cleveland Browns. And I'm like, said nobody ever.
That was a choice.
Okay. That was a choice, sir. That's a choice. And then he went a little unhinged. So, you know, he's very excited. He's very excited. But the good news is we got the payoff we wanted. We got the payoff we wanted, because now, above all else, we have Finn and AJ.
Finally. I hope they don't screw it up.
They better not. And then in the WWE.com exclusive, AJ was like, I have many friends in this business. and Finn Balor saved me. And I'm like, that's right. Finn Balor saved you. Oh God, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Like, that was the moment I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit what happens the rest of the show. That was the moment of the night. And then, like, Cody threw the $10,000 suit jacket into the fucking crowd. And then I was like, perfect. Still, that's number two. That's number two. But, you know, I'm okay with this. And then the main event happened. And I was like, okay. We should have had Finn and AJ be the main event. Should have. Because it's Finn and AJ. And now, you know, this Sunday, I feel like Damian Priest is going to try something after the match, and then Finn Balor will run down and save his best friend AJ again.
Hope so.
I hope so too. His best friend, AJ Styles. They're best friends now. Because they're all that each other has left. So
that's sad.
It's very sad. But you know what, guys? It has been a good week for people in the Bullet Club, or ex people in the Bullet Club, on Bullet Club week. So there you go. Be enjoy it. But also, there's people asking me, oh my God, do you think that they'll kick Jay out of the Bullet Club now? And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, is that a question? I had somebody ask me that question, Jen. Will they kick Jay out now? And to that I say, I think you're joking. Why would they kick Jay out? What has Jay done? You leave that very, very, very good-looking knife pervert out of this. Also, I was looking at that shirt again. I always want to buy it, and then I never do because it says knife pervert. But you know what? It just reminds me of Jay. So, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that Jay White is leaving, he is not leaving. He will be staying, doing good things. So, there's that. Do with that what you will. Anyway, now that, you know, Impact's going to have the best show of the weekend.
Yeah. Probably so.
Probably so. I mean, like, it's not hard at that point to, you know, there's not much competition there. Like, what, I mean, as much as I love Baron, am I supposed to be excited for Baron Corbin versus Madcap Moss?
I wouldn't think so.
No, I'm not. If anything, why is Baron doing these chicken shit gigs?
I mean, there's probably a reason for it.
Like what? Like, fucking Madcap has nothing better to do, so let's just like put him with Baron.
I mean, I guess he's helping him. I don't know. I give up on Baron. I don't like the happy Corbin shit.
Well, no, I just, I want him to have good things.
Me too, but.
Also, he's a very attractive man still. I mean, once you take, shed off the ugly shirts, he's a very attractive man.
That's true.
That's true. It's very true. And he's owed a lot that he still has not gotten. So. Think we should fix that. Baron Corbin for WWE champion. Anybody? Also, we forgot the best part, that Kevin Owens still thinks that Ezekiel is Elias, and I for one agree that Ezekiel is Elias. All right,
I don't know, the whole thing's stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid,
but only Kevin Owens could get it over.
That's true.
Yeah, that just proves how great of a performer he is, where he can sit there and get the worst storyline in the world over. Good for you. Good for you. Anyway, guys, I think that's about it for the week. I think Bullet Club week was the biggest news of the week. Oh, there was some releases that happened as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was some releases.
I was shocked about Dexter Loomis.
I know, Dexter Loomis. And then they made light of it this week because they were doing that storyline where Indy and Dexter were obviously together. And then that one guy was hitting on her.
Mm-hmm.
So the chick that the guy was with got released and Dexter got released.
Oh.
So they were making light of it. And I'm like, how dare you? Dexter deserved better.
Was that other couple that was always making out in front of them?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. They released her too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that happened. Also, Roderick Strong has asked for his release and was denied. And the rumor is that in NXT, you have 90 days to improve or else you're out.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is the rumored new strategy is you have 90 days to improve or else you're fucked. So.
Interesting.
That is very interesting. Can you believe it, guys? 90 days.
Things are changing.
Things are a changing. They're really a changing, aren't they? And yet, the more they change, the more they stay the same. And finally, we will talk about Talking Shop now, because let me tell you, their YouTube channel is actually very entertaining. Very entertaining, guys.
Oh, so this was a video.
Yes, they are now vloggers. They're vloggers now. Gallows has an upset tummy because he is constipated. Which I'm like, you know what? Last week I was too. So mood, total mood. I get it. And Carl was eating the same things and he didn't have that problem and they couldn't figure it out. And then trigger warning, if vomiting makes you uncomfortable, Gallows went out back and vomited, which didn't help, but he did feel a little better. Also, this show was a dry show, so the boys have not drank on this show. This episode is a dry episode. And finally, he went after they had many appetizers with a cameo from Jay White.
Really?
Yes, there was a cameo of Jay White trying eating appetizers with them. So, and they had a song and everything. They had a song, a little dancey dance number. Like, it was great. So yes, watch the Talking Shop YouTube channel. It's entertaining as fuck. They have guests on there all the time. Also, you could see what's happening behind the scenes of Impact. So yes. So Jen's got a lot to do tonight. That's why this is a very short episode.
I'm having more death in my life. It's great.
Death, destruction, you know. Yes, guys. So that's why this is a short episode. Next week we'll be back with our regular.
Yeah. Well, the recap of Backlash. I will watch it.
Our recap of Backlash, and I'll have the recap of Under Siege.
Oh, should we? Because you said you didn't know the matches. I'll say, should we do Backlash predictions? But you said you didn't.
We'll put them on Twitter, guys. We'll put them on Twitter. Honestly, I don't give a shit. It's just the same matches at WrestleMania for the most part. So I really don't care. Anyway, but Under Siege, I will give a recap. If Jen doesn't watch it, most likely she won't. And then we'll both talk Backlash.
Yes.
Also, sure. We will talk about the next episode of Talking Shop. And whatever else happens between now and then.
OK. Could be anything. More releases. Could be anything. Who knows?
More releases. There could be babies, no babies. We could have no rights. Who knows? Our show may never come back because we may lose our right of freedom.
We'd be censored. Yeah, we could be censored.
We could be censored next. We could be court-martialed. I don't know how, but we could. But yes, please donate. Please donate to your local abortion fund. Please.
And please, if you're a Christian, don't be a self-righteous Christian.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're a Christian, I'm happy and proud of you. But if you are a Christian nationalist, go fuck yourself.
Yes, that's what I meant.
There you go. That's the best way to say it. If you're a Christian nationalist, go fuck yourself. If you're a fundy Christian who's quiverful, fucking no birth control, fucking judgy ass motherfuckers.
Which is not a real Christian, by the way.
Yeah. Mind you, the most judgmental, hateful people I've ever met were religious. Huh. Like, figure that out. Figure it out. And you know what their best thing is they would do? Best thing these people would say is, listen, I don't judge people, but then they'd go right into talking shit about somebody, mm-hmm. like right afterwards.
Yep.
I'd be like, I feel like you're judging. So, also, women do not belong barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to be some guy's broodmare. It's true. You don't. You don't have to.
You just have to birth his child, whether you want to or not, apparently.
Well, go on strike. Sex strike. That'll fix it all up.
Unless you get raped or.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's where the Second Amendment comes in. Ladies, buy a handgun or a taser if you want to be less lethal. Okay, one last story about this since we're almost ready, done times. So obviously this all came down. And I asked my dad, because my dad is very pro Second Amendment, because he's like, we need to have guns in case the government tries to take our rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey dad, is this the moment? Like, is this it? Like, are we doing it? Is this it, right? Like, we're taking our rights. And he's like, well, oh my gosh. I thought this was the moment. Anyway, who knows? Maybe next week it will be the moment. We'll have our own armed militia. You know, who knows? Goodness. Anyway, also next week, maybe we'll have more plans for our GCW show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do we know how much they're going to be?
I don't know yet. We'll find out. But also, I've heard rumblings that there could be an Impact show that weekend. So let's wait. Let's shelf that conversation for a moment.
We might have to stay Sunday night, Tuesday.
They said it would be Friday.
Okay. But that's when the GCW show is, right?
I know, but if we had to choose, I'm going to Impact because the Briscoes are going to be at Impact and so is the Good Brothers. And yeah, you see where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay. Uh-huh. So, yes. Anyway, guys, next week we might have more information. Who knows? But until then, bye.
Bye. So,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.